First part of Maitis Mishnah. In the previous Mishnah, we're discussing Oinat HaMaitis, which means the minimal stage of ripeness that the fruit can potentially be chayiv in Trumas HaMaitis. Now, it came out to approximately a third of its growth, which is the time that the fruit is edible. Certain fruit and vegetables are edible when they're even smaller, so the time is earlier. Now, there's a second stage called Gonam HaMaitis, which means that even if someone picks fruit which has been fully grown, vegetables that's fully grown, if he's still in the field, he didn't do Gmar Malocha, then he's allowed to eat Arai. He's allowed to have a snack out of it, eat a small amount, not make it to a full meal. But there's a certain point of time that it becomes Kavua. From that point of time, you're not allowed to eat it at all until you take off the Chumas HaMaitis. So, Eitha Gonam HaMaitis, one is the Zaman of Gmar Malocha, which potentially, after Gmar Malocha, it could become kavua maizes that you won't be able to eat it at all. So kishuim bad luya misha yifaktu. Squashes and pumpkins is shifaktu is the simple pshat is vegetables that grow. They start off the flower and then the vegetable grows behind the flower. So sometimes you can even see it if you buy a cucumber. There's still a little dried flower stuck at the end of the cucumber. So when that flower is removed, that was considered the Gemar Malocha that you ready, prepared for sale or bringing it home. But still in the field, still has a flower on it. If he's not planning to remove this flower that's right outside, that's growing out, it's enough that he makes a pile out of that. Once he made the pile, that's a sign that he is already prepared for delivery wherever he wants to deliver it. Avatiach, a melon. Misha Yishor Lake. It's the same thing also when this flower is taken off the melon, he made in the shout, actually he has a mukse. If he's not taking off the flower, dried flower from it, then when he puts it into a mukse of a certain storage area, which is used to store the melons. Yerka Negad, the vegetables that would be tied up in bunches, Misha Yogad. From the time that he ties them up, that's a Gemar Malocha. If he's not planning to tie them up, leaving them open, actually, mouth a kli until he fills up the kli of these vegetables. They made him mouth a kli. He's not planning to do that. Actually, look at Kotoko. When he picks the full amount that he wants to pick, that already is enough to be considered Gemar Malocha. He's not planning to do anything other than that before he brings it home or sells it. Kalkola is a basket. Actually, that if he's putting these, he's planning to put these things into this big basket, until he covers it up. That's the way they used to do it. They'd fill up the basket at a certain point when they were satisfied with the amount they had. They'd cover it up with some leaves or branches or palm branches, whatever. They made him a chavash, he mouth a kli. If he's not planning to do that, then until he finishes a kli, he's not considered Gemar Malocha. He made him mouth a kli, if he's not planning to fill up the kli, then also if he picked the full amount that he wants to pick, that's also considered a type of Gemar Malocha. But Mezvah Mamuhin, all these shiurim which you mentioned now, which is considered Gemar Malocha, when do they take effect to ask somebody from that point on to eat even arai, even eating temporarily? That's the mother Pashuk, if he's planning to sell it. Because the second he plans to sell it, immediately it could be sold. And it's not up to him what's going to happen to it, because he's open to sell, and whoever comes is going to buy it. And the Mekach is considered a type of finishing off his Gemar Malocha, which prohibits one to eat these fruits or vegetables even in a Harai fashion, eating as a snack. Out of the moil, if he prepared it in this and he took off the flour, the silver, the basket, whatever it was, and he's planning to bring it home, then still, even though he did the first stage of the Gemar Malocha, he's still Oichel Meim Harai Ashu Magil Beisoy. Because there's another stage which is called that Yiras Ne'abais, that it goes through the door of the house. That is the final stage of the Kavias. So since he's planned to go get to this final stage and bring it into his house, the kaviyas only takes a second and brings it to his house, and therefore he would still be able to eat from it arai until he brings it into his house.